She put out her hand to pick some, but the plants disappeared when she touched them.
"Oh, what a pity," said Alice. "I would like to take some home. They look so pretty."
"There are lots of other things here," said the sheep, "but you must decide what you want to buy."
"To buy?" Alice said, jumping a little in surprise. The lake had gone, and she was back in the little dark shop. The sheep was still knitting, and was looking at her crossly over the top of her glasses.
"I would like to buy an egg, please," Alice said.
"How much do they cost?" 5 pence for one, 2 pence for two," the sheep replied.
"So two are cheaper than one?" Alice said in a surprised voice, taking out her purse.
"But you must eat them both if you buy two," said the sheep.
"Then I'll have one, please," said Alice, giving the sheep 5 pence. The sheep took the money, then said,
"You must get it yourself, you know. It's at the end of the shop."
The end of the shop was very dark and was crowded with tables and chairs. Alice could see the egg, but she never seemed to get near it. She almost fell over a chair and then realized that it was not a chair at all, but a small tree. "Why are trees growing here?" she wondered. "This is the strangest shop that I ever saw. And now, here's a little brook as well." So she went on, wondering more and more at every step. After a while, everything had turned into a tree, and she thought that the egg would soon do the same.